You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Today, we are talking about three, count them, three benefits to using a managed service provider during a recession. Now, why only three? There's a lot more benefits to using an MSP throughout the year. Good, bad, economic times, doesn't matter. True. I just picked these three because they're kind of overarching, always present benefits that become really accentuated, especially during difficult or potentially difficult economic times. And, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of negative stuff out there in the press about in the news about the economy, about GDP, recession, stocks, inflation, you know, all that fun stuff. We're not going to get into all that, but regardless, we have a lot of people who are concerned about the economy, and rightfully so. And what should you be doing if you are in a market, in a company, in an industry where you're concerned about, hey, what's 2023 going to look like? What should I do? What can I do to prepare my business to be better prepared for what may happen? Whoever knows what may happen. So here are my three kind of general areas. Again, these are just my personal takes on what I think are really important business objectives and reasons for using managed services during recession. The first one is what I'll generally call predictability, okay? What do I mean by predictability? One of the biggest strains, mental strains on business operators and owners in difficult economic times is the uncertainty of what's going to happen, right? None of us knows what's going to happen with the economy. We don't know what inflation's going to do. We don't know what unemployment's going to look like. We don't know what the GDP is going to look like. We don't know what the stock market's going to look like. Supply chain, what our unique customer marketplace is going to behave and act like in 2023. Are they going to spend money? Are they going to stop spending money? Are they going to, you know, these are legitimate questions. Can't answer all of them, but what you can answer, what you can lock down is your own cost and expense for your company. And one of the best ways that you can do that is through the use of managed services. By using and working with an MSP, you can achieve predictability across a number of different areas in your company. And I'm just going to go through two because I think these are really big areas of predictability benefit for organizations. Number one is IT, specifically IT performance. When you are in this day and age, everybody's is using and leveraged to some degree on IT. IT impacts almost every business out there on the planet these days. It's hard to comprehend an organization that doesn't in some way have to have IT in order to operate. And you want your IT investment to behave. You want it to perform as planned. Reactive, you know, waiting for what we call a reactive or break fix IT management has failed us. I think that that's demonstrably proven and known, and we all recognize that. Using a managed service provider, a real managed service provider, can bring you tremendous predictability when it comes to the performance of your IT. Not just that it's there, that it's working, but it's working as designed. It's working towards the goal of your business outcome, whatever that may be. And you just don't see that type of IT predictability with break fix. Eventually, in reactive IT management mode, it's going to break. All IT breaks, right? Even managed services, it breaks. The goal of the MSP and the outcome of a real managed services relationship is that IT degradation is planned for, it's monitored, that's the key thing, monitored, it's always watched out for, and it's anticipated so that changes can be made on the fly, in fact, sometimes in advance, and you get that smooth, even IT performance predictability that so many managed services customers have come to enjoy. That's number one. Number two, your IT spend. Now, this gets to the CFOs and the controllers and the business owners who are really concerned about your bottom line in 2023. And let's face it, who isn't? You want your IT spend to be flat, predictable. You want to know from March, January, February, to the very end of the year in December, what your IT spend is going to look like. You can't really get that from reactive. You know, it's a crapshoot. Some months it might be really low, some months it might be really high, and it evens out. Sure, in the end, you look back at the year and you can say, well, this is what our average was, but that doesn't help you project. That doesn't help you plan because you have other things that you want to spend your money on, not just IT. So what do? Managed services will help you project and really plan for a predictable IT spend in your organization. I can't stress that enough because that is a load off, a great peace of mind to many business owners and operators out there. If they can just understand what they're going to spend on IT this year, many of those organizations would be in a much different mindset and have a lot more freedom to say, okay, now we know what our IT expenditure is. Now we can go and plan for the rest of our budget and spend accordingly and know that it's with a high degree of certainty, that's what it's going to actually be like. So predictability, a fantastic, realistic outcome, a business outcome of using a managed services provider. Number two, I like to call flexibility. This may or may not apply to your specific relationship with an MSP. It does for a lot, at least for some of them. But flexibility to grow and to contract. What do I mean by that? Well, in the pandemic, we saw a lot of vertical markets contract, right? Obviously. And in other economic periods, we had the recession, the economic global meltdown in 2008, 2009, and other periods. You have, obviously, contraction periods where the markets shrink. You have to let staff go. You have to cut expenses and all that stuff. The ability to have a partner who will help you not just expand in the good times and do so reasonably with a good plan, a good financial and IT plan behind it, but also to weather those difficult periods where you may need to get rid of licenses. You may need to get rid of computing power or IT resources that you've previously purchased, but maybe you don't need anymore. This is particularly useful in the cloud where you have, built out a significant cloud infrastructure. 2023 rolls around and you say, wow, do we really need all that infrastructure? Maybe we could shrink it by 10%, 15%. Well, working with an MSP will help you plan for and execute in those difficult periods. Again, whether you're expanding, which is definitely something that all MSPs can help you with, but even if you're contracting, temporarily even, an MSP can really help you do that safely, securely, and make sure that you're not doing too much, too severely, too quickly in the wrong way. You get where I'm going with this, right? The MSP really helps you by managing all the complexity on the behind the scenes so that you can focus on running your business. Number three, this is probably the biggest one, security. In any time, right? But more so in 2023 than in any previous time before us, security is of paramount importance to everybody. I said before that IT is, all businesses are dependent on IT to some degree throughout the world today. The same is true with security. All organizations are must have good security top of mind. The threats that we all face are not going away, and we all face them. Everybody. Nobody is excluded from that. So what are you to do? It relates to the IT spend predictability, to the IT performance predictability I talked about earlier. But in 2023 or in any economic recession, you don't want to start shaving off security. Why? Because if you do, you might as well just cave it all in. Because the moment you start taking shortcuts, corners, reducing necessary security elements that protect your business, you're really inviting the bad actors in, and it's just a matter of time, not if, but when they get in and they wreak damage on your organization. And you know, the odds are not great for organizations of any size to survive a cyber attack. They just aren't good odds, and that's been studied countless times by the folks over at Poneman Institute and other think tanks who do that type of work. You don't want to get hit, or at least you want to be able to quickly survive and get back on your feet if and when you do get hit by a cyber attack. So in a down economy, what you want to have is a consistency with your IT spend, and particularly your IT security spend. Security starts with good, functioning, monitored, managed IT. You can't have security and not have monitored, managed IT. I hate to tell you that, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. Managed services is really a necessary predicate, a foundation to being able to secure any network environment, wherever it is, cloud-based, on-premise, hybrid, doesn't matter. You need stabilization of your IT, number one. You also need that monitoring and management element. It has to be there in order for you to have eyes on and know, am I under attack? What's happening? How are they attacking us? How are they trying to attack us? Are we defending ourselves? And all those types of fun things. Lastly, you don't want to be reactive. In a down economy, the worst thing that could be, and this is maybe contrary to some of you who may be saying, "Well, I don't want to spend any more money on this break fix company that we've been using. So I'm gonna cut their hours, and we're gonna try to shave some costs off that way." Getting rid of reactive IT is good, but not having managed IT at all is dangerous. Whether it's a good or a bad economy, it's dangerous. And what you need is to shift away from any reactive approach to managing your IT to a more proactive approach, what we'll call managed services. And in a down economy, when the bad actors, they don't lay off people. They keep going. They push harder even. They don't take weekends off or nights off. They are always, always on the clock, always working, trying to breach your networks and steal your data. So reactive is just not going to cut it. And in a down economy, in a recessionary period, you especially want to make sure that all of your network perimeter, all of your IT assets that you hold valuable, data and other things, are protected. A recessionary period is not the time when you want to start cutting corners, cutting costs, and saying, "Oh, we can do without that. It's just for a little bit of time." That's not going to cut it, folks. A little bit of time is all the bad actors need to get in there and do significant damage to your organization. So, take it from me, you want to make sure that you are keeping that predictability, keeping your eye on your organization, and making sure that it's protected at all times. And no organization can do that better during a recession than a managed service provider can. Having studied this market for 23 plus years, I really do believe that, because there are so many stories out there of organizations who could not have survived, let alone the pandemic and other difficult periods. They couldn't have survived without their MSP helping them, being a real partner. Not just in IT, but in things that matter and spill across into the actual business organization and operation. So those are my three top areas or top benefits of using managed services in a recession: predictability, flexibility, and security. You need all three. All three are great things to have in any organization, but particularly during a recession, those are going to be really helpful and will allow you to focus on other areas of your business, stay focused, get through the difficult period, and on to better times.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.